Sukhothai and Keshwan Haytav Shimnam Aleph, October 26, 1980, and Sunday continued.
The Ritva mentions the second portion in the Gemara as the third portion. Apparently there was a Gilsay, I mean that put the Roshim Ike Damre Vinomarobe Vinteres Name Bitsuras Pesach at the end. But that doesn't make any difference. So according to Rashi, so the Roshim Robe of Vinteres Name Bitsuras Pesach implies that he has no alternative. Either a tefach seichik and no tzuras pesach, or a tzuras pesach without a tefach. Then he has no alternative. According to the Ritva, he says he also has an alternative. But what's the alternative? Either he has a tefach seichik, a tefach plus, b'poches megimu, b'lo tzuras pesach, or a tefach beinim yisomuch lidein b'tzuras pesach. He also has an authority, according to the Roshim Rabbe, Vinteres Name Bitzuras Pesach. But according to Rashi, the authority consists either in Tefach Seireik, or Bitzuras Pesach without anything. And according to the Ritva, the authority consists either in Tefach Seireik, Poches Megimu, without Bitzuras Pesach, or in Tefach Beini, Somuch Ledeitven, together with the Tzuras HaPesach. That's how Rashi explains. Now, the third Roshim. Ikedamre, Omarove, Utzrichaname Tzuras HaPesach. So how does Rashi explain that? Utzrichaname Tzuras HaPesach. Mashmikawayu, Tefach Yisraelim Tze, Vikone Bizobe Shechenegde, Vikone Shautapeye, Koye, Mitefach Ze, Vikone Shauzobis. Now, I don't think that there is any machlekes between Rishayim in the Pshat and the third Rishayim. So all the Rishayim have the same Pshat in the third Rishayim. But we saw that the Sefer HaShlomo says, that according to the first Rishayim, he says, V'limechba Pesha Rashaza, V'rakba HaShlomo Mishnekam. Keep me shut up, who hold my name, he is a big one, and for a shock, a terrace of the Tunas of Pesach, Kerim Ashiosi Tetah Sekhri, Poches Mishleisha Somos Lidate, Ube Isin Tat Atsme, Yanit Konecho, Vikon Al Gabe. So, Barashome, in explaining the first portion of Rome, he says that the first portion of Rome requires two things. First of all, a stefach seichel poches mishleisha somos lebeve, and then he come at the other end, and then he come at gabe. And what does the third motion require? Also that. I mean, the third motion certainly requires that, according to all the shame. We have machlekes the shame, different pshotim. in connection with the first portion of Rabbi, the second portion of Rabbi. So we have Machlokes Hashem. But in connection with the third portion of Rabbi, we have no Machlokes Hashem. Everybody admits that according to the third portion of Rabbi, we require two things. A Tefach Seichel, Poches, Mishnei Shetvachim from the corner, and then a Kone at the end, and a Kone Al-Gabe. Both things. But the Baal HaShmoneh says that in the first portion of Rabbi also. So the question is, according to Baal HaShmoneh, what's the afkemine between the first portion of Rabbi and the second portion of Rabbi? That's very strange. Now, this Vasemeh Samsuke, so he says something with the Svora Satsme, but I think that that's the shita of the Baal HaShmoneh. I mean, without the Baal HaShmoneh, this Vasemeh appears to be, I mean, contrary to the Vishenu. So the Baal, so the Baal HaShmoneh, I mean the Svasemes, says that the first portion of it and the third portion of it require two things. First of all, a Tefach Seichel, less than 3 tvachim from the corner. Then that's the first one thing. And then a corner here at the other end, and then a corner of the bay. This is the third portion. And the third portion also requires. So what's the machlokes between the first portion of it and the third portion of it? So he says, according to the washing of the first portion of it is the washing of the first portion of it is omagobin interes elobitsura sapis. Let's say, suppose you have in Mitzvah, that is the Mitzvah Tzah in the Chitz, and then you have a gorek in the chitz, yet a gorek in the chitz. And then you put up a poches mishnei shetvachim from the corner, and you put the tefach seichel. Then according to the first motion of Rabbi, suppose that the length of this mechitzah, length, width, I don't care how you call it. So the length of the width of this mechitzah, so is 10 amas. 10 amas, 7 tvachim, but 10 amas, you can make a big mechitzah. 10 amas. And then you put here the tefach seichel, less than 3 tvachim. And then you have to put the kone at the end. So according to the first portion of Rabbi, if the deifen in the Mizrach Tzad, this is Mizrach, this deifen is in the Mizrach Tzad, Mizrach Tzad, is extends for 10 ames or 20 ames. So mele, the other kone has to be set up mamish, opposite the end of the very end of the Mizrach Tzad. And if the Mizrach Tzad extends 10 ames or 20 ames, so this kone, suppose the Mizrach Tzad extends up to here. So the kone also has to be set up to here, and then you put the kone on the bed. That's according to the first version of the kone. But according to the third version of the kone. Now, because the washing that the first version of the kone uses is on the robe, when it tells Elo Bitzuras HaPesach. The third portion of Rabbi uses the washing on the Rabbi Utzricha Namer Tzuras HaPesach. There's a difference in the connotation. In Teres Namer Tzuras HaPesach, it means that it must have Tzuras HaPesach over the whole length of the Mayim side that is opposite the Mizra Beifen. If the Mizra Beifen extends for 20 Ames, so you must have Tzuras HaPesach over the whole stretch of the 20 hours. But the third portion of Rabbi says, so that means you have to set up the other corner 7 tvachim away from the corner. That's it. Here is the corner, and here you measure 7 tvachim. 7 tvachim, by the way, a little less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, you put it at the circle. Then you move away another 4 tvachim. And let's say this represents a point of 7 tvachim from the corner. So then you put the other corner here, and then you put the tzora. This is what the tzora. This is what the Svasene says with Asatzme. He didn't have the Baal HaShmoneh. He didn't see Baal HaShmoneh. But we have to say that is the pshat of the Baal HaShmoneh. Otherwise, So the question arises, what is the difference, what in our community, between the first Lashon HaKrove and the third Lashon HaKrove? The third Lashon HaKrove certainly says that we need two things, Itafach Simchik and the Kore and the Kono Gabeya. And the first Lashon HaKrove also says, the answer is, the Lashon of the Lashonim, the first Lashon HaKrove is, Kip Shatefach, Umfor Shoch, and Tazel Tzosa Pesach, Kleima, שיוסי תנסיר פה לפי שסום החודיפן ובאי שיצד עצמי ים יתקון לאחוד בקון הגבי ובאי שיצד עצמי הוא צד at the end of the site in other words wherever this דיפן נזרח extends so just opposite that instead of Africa and if it extends for 20 amas 30 amas 50 amas so then he has to set up that the corner in the mile also at the end of 20 amos, or 30 amos, or 40 amos, or 50 amos, and then put the Kohen Gadol. But according to the third Lashon, all he has to do is just to put the Tefach Simchik, and then measure off a point of 7 tefachim from the corner, and then put the Kohen Gadol. Rabbah she'ashich from Rav Kanan, you call me Tefach Simchik, you call me Tzuras HaPesach. אמר לי סובה מה הוא יבוא ברובה דור רובה לתרס מה מצוס הפסח אמר לי אני לא כאילו חמיש לי דור רובה סביר לי דור רובה רובה הוא צריך אינם מצוס הפסח אבל